This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
All right, let's go out to the wait4.com hotline. We got Joe Patrick here on the phone lines. Joey P, Smokey Joe, how you doing, my brother?
Garrett, I apologize for the crossing of wires. That was my fault, but good to be here.
Dude.
As Yogi Berra would say, what is the phrase? I'm glad for everyone who made this day necessary.
No, it's fantastic. Joe, anytime you can join me is a great day, man. I always appreciate your insight. Of course, he does Falcons coverage for us, but he's also a pretty knowledgeable guy when it comes to our Atlanta United, and they've got a big match coming up here tonight as they're just trying to get things back on track. The game against Austin, I feel like we saw a little bit of something, just took 92 minutes to get to that level. What did you see from them, and can they build on a road result like they had on Wednesday?
Well, I think what happened in Austin was, first of all, Atlanta United was playing an Austin team that is not very good. And so I think that's, first of all, you got to take the road point there. It's not like you went and got a road point against the Columbus Crew, but having said that, a road point for this team is a road point. We're not going to besmirch that too much. I would say, though, that the way they got that point was to be pretty defensive. They were sitting quite deep in their own half, and let Austin control the ball for prolonged periods of time. And Austin is, again, one of the worst teams in the league so far in terms of doing exactly that. And so, but hey, like if you're Ronnie Dyla, you got to figure out something that works. You got to figure out something that your players feel like they can believe in that is going to help them get results. And so I'm not necessarily against, going to a more kind of defensive mentality in a particular game. I just wonder how sustainable that is, especially with a roster as it's currently constructed that's really, formed around the attacking talent, and that kind of is supposed to be on the menu for this Atlanta United team, and that attack has just not shown up yet this season. So while the result was solid, you'll definitely take it, there are still concerning signs that we've been seeing now for the better part of the last 2 months.
Joe, is there what kind of concern is there where you have this unbelievable heat wave that you have to play in on Wednesday night, and then you have the compression of the schedule where now you have to flip around and play a game at home, not even just the travel side of it, but then you travel out to Texas, and then you play in that incredible heat where you have guys who are going a full 90 like Miggy, and now they got to come back here to Atlanta. What are your thoughts on that?
It's tough, and I'm wondering what the lineup is going to look like when it's released here in about 30 or 40 minutes or so, because I would expect Ronnie Dyla to have to change some players in that starting lineup just for the point that you made, Garrett, to keep guys fresh. And I think that when you talk about these midweek games, I think it's actually this game, which is like the third game basically that you play in 10 days. Because remember, they obviously played last weekend, then midweek, and now it's this third game where I really feel like you start to feel the effects of those minutes that piled up. And you're right, the conditions for that midweek game, any midweek game makes it more difficult, but when that midweek game is played in that brutal heat wave that Texas was getting just as Atlanta United happened to be there, that's not going to help at all. And so especially for a team in Atlanta United that's kind of relying on some of its physical aspects, you know, its speed to try to, you know, make opportunities on the counterattack and such. It's going to be a problem for them. They're going to have to kind of, I think Ryan Dial is going to really have to go to the bench and get some quality minutes out of his subs tonight.
Joe, I think Ronnie Dial mentioned this, or maybe one of the players in a media session at some point, but they said effectively that the schedule compression by many is viewed as a negative, but could also be viewed as a positive, just because when you're not getting good results, getting back out onto the pitch as much as possible to play as much as you can and change those results. Like, could we see this potentially be a good thing for Atlanta United?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Yeah, you know, I think I definitely believe in that there's that's a real thing. That when you can get back out on the field, that helps. Just like from a you know, mentality perspective, is kind of be able to wash away whatever bad results you had. Unfortunately for this Atlanta United team, it's like there is, you know, the results aren't really changing much. They just continue to be kind of poor result or drop points upon drop points. But I think also the benefit of being able to get out there is for Ronnie Dyla to be able to, you know, experiment with some things, because he's clearly still trying to tinker with this lineup to try to figure out, you know, some wrinkles that will work, whether that's Miguel Almiron playing as like a pseudo striker as he has the last few games, whether it's a tweak to the, you know, to the back line, going to a back three instead of a back four. Ronnie Dyla is starting to try some things, because ultimately that's going to be the change that kind of helps spur something that we hope can be more sustainable with this team. And so I think that just when you have those opportunities to play games, it helps. But, you know, they've got to, I say they've got to pick up points on the road. It's kind of almost too, or I'm sorry, at home. It's almost kind of too late for that, but it's so important because you have three home games now coming up right in a row before you go on the road, like, forever, basically. I think they've got, like, six straight road games or something. So it's really important for this team these next three games to get some points.
Yeah, I mean, you got to take advantage of the opportunities when you have them. Joe Patrick joining me on the WadeFord.com hotline talking Atlanta United. You normally hear his voice here on the station when he's talking Falcons, but he also does a lot of stuff for Five Stripes Final. Great. Great follow. Go check it out. Awesome publication. You should go read it as much as you can and pay for it, you know, because those kinds of Substacks are very important. I'm a paid subscriber, and I love supporting Joe Patrick and company. But it's also really good stuff, too. Really good insight there. But Philadelphia Union, they're coming to town. The last time we saw them, I was on the broadcast, and I did a pre and post for that one, and I was pretty vocal with my criticisms about the team and just in general, the veterans. They lose, I'd say, probably the worst game that I've ever seen them play. You have that debilitating second half where you play up a man and you get outshot and outscored. You lose 3-0 in that one, but that seemed to be a bit of a soul-crushing loss, and they haven't still recovered from that, in my opinion. Do you expect things to be any different this time around?
They've got to be better. I mean, like that feels like that was the low point of the season. I remember it was on Easter, or at least on Easter weekend, and it was such like a dark day, it felt like, for Atlanta United, because that's where it felt like the wheels fell off. And I think you have to, like, and I think, like, genuinely, for as critical as I've been, and I think I've been as critical as anybody, you know, on this radio station to, yeah, I'm talking about this team, I do think they've gotten better from that point. I think that, you know, it's slow, you know, but that was truly, like, where things completely went off the tracks. And I do think that they've gone found some things. For example, I think the back three is helping this team defensively. Mm-hmm. Now, it doesn't allow them to play as high up the field as Rodney Dyla wants to play, but if it allows you to start preventing some of these easy goals that you're conceding from happening, then that helps. And they certainly are doing that. It's important to note in that game against Austin, you know, they gave up a free kick goal that was a golazo from Brandon Vasquez, but outside of that, they didn't concede much. And even against Chicago, you know, they allowed lots of shots, but ultimately the goals they conceded weren't, you know, terrible. I mean, they were bad in their own ways, but it's not like you were getting picked apart like the team was against Philadelphia Union the first time. So, and hopefully maybe you find a Union team that thinks they're going to be able to come out here and roll Atlanta United like they did previously, and they see a different test.
Yeah. Last one here for you, Joe Patrick, before I let you go. I had ChatGPT predict the Falcons' schedule. Actually ended up going pretty well. They had them losing the division to the Bucks, but going 10-7. They're the number 5 team in the NFC, and they get swept by the Saints, but they advance to the divisional round and lose to the Eagles, who eventually go on and win the Super Bowl. But do you think Falcons fans would take that?
That would be a fascinating. That would be a fascinating season to get swept by the Saints and then make it that far in the playoffs. And I think, yeah, I think you absolutely take that. You take that season, because I think what that would mean is that Penix took, you know, big steps in terms of, you know, I think a lot of us already think just from watching those three games that he is this team's franchise quarterback. But I think that will have been cemented, and he will have made even further progress, you know, towards, you know, making this offense one of the elite in the NFL if that were to transpire. And I think that's interesting, Garrett, also just really quickly, because, you know, I think a lot of people see the NFC South as being a division where it's like you got to win the division in order to get into the playoffs. But I don't think that's necessarily the case. That's just kind of been a narrative that's existed the last few years. And while there are still some bad teams like the Saints in this division, you know, I think that there's definitely every chance, every opportunity that the Falcons or the Bucks could be a wild card team while the other wins the division. And very nearly would have happened last year had the Falcons won that game against the Commanders in the penultimate week of the season.
Yeah, I mean, look, people soon forget that the NFC West was also one that a team went 7-9 and then you had the rumble and whatever it's called, the rumble and the something was when Marshawn Lynch had that huge run against
the
Saints.
Yeah, that
crazy run. But people all want to go change rules and do everything else about seedings just because of people have very short-term memories. And they soon forget that the NFC South is also the only division in the NFL, I think, that has all four teams who've gone to a Super Bowl and won an NFC championship.
And, yeah.
I mean, look. It's not as bad of a division as people like to say it is. But no, also, Michael Penix has a great season in this ChatGPT thing, and I hope it's true. I hope it's true.
Yeah,
Joe Patrick,
absolutely.
I hope Atlanta United gets it back on track. We got that game coming up here at 6:30. I hope you enjoy it.
All right. Thanks for having me on, Gary. Appreciate
Thanks.
It.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knix Menswear. getting married, don't rent some random suit. At Nix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nix Menswear, your friend in style.